Everything inside me shriveled up and died, and I stared at the coffee table where my notebook and research articles still were, Colin's awful words echoing through my brain. It wasn't the first time I'd been mocked about my clothes, or called something less than flattering. Nerd and weirdo had been faux-whispered under breaths as I was passed by in high school halls plenty of times. For some stupid reason, I thought college would be different. Wasn't this supposed to be where I met mature guys? Where people thought smart was sexy? I nearly jumped when Colin sat next to me and offered me a cup.
Sure you don't want one?
A lump rose in my throat, along with tears. Whitney and Kristen were already draped across their dates, tongue actions seconds from recommencing. No, thanks. I looked down at my phone. Oh, I'm getting a call. Guess I didn't realize it's on silent. I really should get it. I held it up to my ear. What? You need me to come get you? Where are... My ringtone suddenly blared into my ear, and I dropped my phone. It tumbled slowly, catching in the scarf around my neck for a moment before sliding down my long skirt and clattering against the floor. It continued to vibrate against the hard wood, and I scrambled to pick it up. Hardly anyone called me. I lifted it and stared at the display. My mom. Of course. Heat flooded my face, and Colin was looking at me with his eyebrows scrunched. Actually, everyone was looking at me with pretty much the same expression. I guess the call dropped, but I didn't realize, so... I lamely gestured at the phone. I couldn't answer and talk to my mom, and I couldn't stay here. Anyway, I have to go. Sorry. I grabbed my keys and rushed out the door. The icy Boston air slapped me in the face, reminding me I should have grabbed my coat. But it was too late for that now. As soon as I made it to the safety of my car, tears broke free. It was bad enough to be called fugly and boring, but I, Lila Wilder, couldn't even make a smooth exit. No, I had to go and take awkward to the next level. Times like these were when I really missed having a boyfriend who was also slightly awkward. Miles had made me feel normal. And when I was with him, it was easier to ignore insults and to keep from thinking about how few friends I had. I understood why it had been time to break up. Long distance was just too hard, especially when he and I were both slaves to our studies. I thought about calling him now, just to have a friendly shoulder to cry on, but that'd only make missing him, and the way things used to be, worse. I glanced at my apartment door on the second floor. Who knows how long they'll be up there? Knowing my roommate and her equally boy-crazy friend, it'd be a while. No way can I go back inside tonight. Maybe not ever. Ugh, I am pathetic. More tears blurred my eyes as I fired up my car and cranked the heater to high. There was only one place I could think of going. I knew it was a long shot that he'd even be home on a Saturday night. And if he were, there was even less of a chance he was alone. That was the downside of having a friend who also happened to be a hot, man-whore hockey player.
Chapter 2. Beck. My lips hovered over Monica's as I debated my next move. I'd ignored my ringing phone because, well, I had my hands full with Monica. The knock on the door wasn't quite as easy to ignore, especially when accompanied by Lila's voice.
Beck, are you home? I'm having a bit of an emergency.
As soon as I sat back on the couch, Monica's eyes flashed.
Are you kidding me?
Was I? Shit, I was as revved up as she was, but what was I supposed to do? Leave Lila out on my doorstep? When it came to her, a bit of an emergency could be that she'd gotten a bee, there was a cat in need of saving, or a slasher was after her. She really only spoke in one level, and that was quiet. Give me just a sec. Monica gripped my shirt and ran her tongue over my jaw, which I'm sure she thought was sexy, but left me feeling like I'd been licked by a Labrador.
Don't keep me waiting.
Much needed cool air hit me as soon as I opened the door. Lila stood on the walkway, arms wrapped around herself. She didn't have on a coat, just a long-sleeved shirt and one of her multicolored scarves. Hey, I'm kind of busy, I said. Can we... I froze at the sight of her splotchy, tear-streaked cheeks. What happened? Did someone hurt you? She shook her head and blew out a white puff of air.
Not physically.